1888.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in the way that you prefer. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, again, 855-450-FREE. Last night we talked about, or we spoke about the big change from President Obama coming out and basically totally changing his position on cannabis. Now, we knew that Obama had done cannabis when he was younger. He'd smoked pot as a young man in both high school and in college. He was a member of what was called the Choom Gang.
Choom Gang.
Choom being slang at that time for the smoking of marijuana. And
well, our club was called the Red Oak Tokers Club, or the ROTC.
You actually had a pot-smoking club?
I was an honorary member, but I think I was too lazy to go to the meetings.
Seriously? They actually had meetings? What would go on at one of these meetings besides the smoking of marijuana?
No, just that.
Okay. So you were too lazy to actually go and smoke the marijuana with your friends?
Yeah.
So Obama comes out, changes his position drastically, and moves from basically saying that the war on drugs must continue to saying that marijuana is not as bad as alcohol and acknowledging that the war on drugs has a disproportionate effect on minorities. You know, blacks and Hispanics are definitely disproportionately targeted as compared to whites.
Oh, did President Obama say that?
He did make statements to that effect, yes.
Okay.
And so it was just shocking news, and I shared it last night on the program, and now it appears that according to the Washington Times, Ernest Iztook, who himself, I believe, is a former politician, he's now been contradicted by the Office of National Drug Control Policy, which is part of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So the head of the National Drug Control Policy has come out and spoken against what Obama has said. Here's the story from the Times. They say that Mr. Obama's words have anti-drug leaders worried about negative repercussions among the youth. Obama claimed to the New Yorker magazine that marijuana is no worse than cigarettes or alcohol, and he promoted state efforts by Colorado and Washington to legalize marijuana, which remains illegal under federal law. The National Drug Control Policy's official stance, posted on the WhiteHouse.gov website, says the opposite of Mr. Obama on all counts. For example, as documented in agency reports, marijuana smoke has significantly more carcinogens than tobacco smoke. Now, Mr. Iztook is, I believe, a Republican, and so he's clearly toting the official line on marijuana being evil. As reported by, now, if marijuana was so bad in comparison to tobacco smoke, why is it that there aren't any deaths from marijuana smoke? I mean, carcinogens, aren't those cancerous, cancer-causing agents? I'm no health expert, but aren't carcinogens yes. tied to cancer?
Yeah, a carcinogen is an agent that causes cancer.
Right, so where are all the marijuana users, lifelong marijuana users who have lung cancer or any type of cancer that would ostensibly be, you know, mouth cancer or something like that, that could be caused by the use of cannabis? Where are they? They don't exist.
Well, that we know of.
There's never been one documented case of anybody anywhere dying from the use of marijuana, whether it's recreational or medicinal. It's never happened.
Didn't the Scandinavians do some kind of research that suggested that smoking or using cannabis in some way reduced the risk of lung cancer?
There are some studies that suggest that cannabis may actually have some sort of cancer-fighting effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, but I want to go back a little bit, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was shocking. And
it's shocking that Obama changed his position.
Yes, thank you, yes. And it's not shocking because it's just, Well, with this pot Super Bowl thing happening, are you familiar with the pot bowl?
Yeah, apparently the two teams in the Super Bowl are Washington and Colorado-based teams. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, Seattle and Colorado, Seattle, okay. Washington. And I just see, I mean, government always follows the people. They follow the trends. They're just always, you know, 15 years too late. And that's what's happening now here, at least with Barack Obama, I
sure.
think. He's just, you know, licking his finger, sticking it up in the wind.
Absolutely true. But it's still a big deal, right? When a politician with the renown that Barack Obama has changes his position on cannabis, it's a huge validating factor for a lot of people. And it's something that others can point to, because for a long time, the excuse from a lot of politicians on, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, whenever marijuana decriminalization or legalization comes up as an issue, one of the excuses is always, well, we can't legalize it. What would the federal government do to us?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, it's certainly true, the feds haven't changed their policy. They could certainly still crack down. They could raid marijuana facilities and things like that. But this is an indicator that things might be changing.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty important.
Okay.
I'm with you. The dude's a coward. He's a politician. He's finally running out in front of this parade and acting like he's been there the whole time when he hasn't. He's been continuing the war on drugs, continuing to lock people up and arrest peaceful people for smoking or selling or growing marijuana. So, I mean, I'm not in love with this guy. I am certainly not going to trust him or anything like that. But the fact that he has changed his position is noteworthy.
Okay, I have to agree with you. I mean, when I saw the story, it affected me in the way that you're talking about.
So, again, let's go back to the propaganda piece here from the Washington Times. As reported by the government's National Institute on Drug Abuse, adolescent use of marijuana does something that alcohol does not. It causes permanent brain damage, including the lowering of IQ. Well, again, I question any study cited by the National Drug Control Policy, their office or whatever. These people have a very big interest in attacking drug use and cannabis, and of course they ignore all of the studies that show that this is very, very helpful. In fact, there have been instances of very young people, they're talking about adolescents here, there have been instances of young people who've used cannabis medicinally that have had dramatic effects as far as it helping them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to that? What does the National Drug Control Policy Office say to a 7-year-old with, I don't know, multiple sclerosis that is having major relief from the fact that he's using cannabis?
Yeah, have you heard what Montel has to say about medicinal marijuana?
Oh, I know he's a fan of it.
Yeah, he says his condition can make his whole body feel like it's in flames, you know, that kind of pain. And marijuana is the only thing that can help with that tremendous, what sounds like a tremendous pain.
And what is the National Institute on Drug Abuse saying here? Are they saying that, adolescent marijuana use, it causes permanent brain damage, but drinking too heavily, that's going to be totally fine? If you're 7 years old and you start drinking hard liquor and you just keep drinking, I can guarantee you you're going to be damaged in some way. Whether you're damaged because you run out in front of traffic or that it actually harms your body in some way. Because, I'm sorry, alcohol poisoning? Anybody ever heard of that? It's very real. Alcohol is a dangerous drug, and you can absolutely hurt yourself with it. And I don't know about you, but I've seen the old Lushes. They don't look like these people in their 50s who've been drinking their entire lives, you know, with their red faces. You've seen this, right, Johnny Ray?
Sure.
Like the bloodshot face, essentially.
And the bloodshot nose.
The popped blood vessels or whatever it is that's causing that you can always identify a lifelong heavy drinker. They have a certain look to them.
Yeah, and it comes out of their pores. You can smell it.
Yeah.
What does it smell like? It's got a very unique odor to it. But I worked at a convenience store in South Central Asheville for a while, and a lot of beer addicts came in, and they had this smell. It was a smell of like perspiration. I think it was like alcoholic sweat.
Perspiration combined with desperation, perhaps. We'll come back here with more, and we'll get the remainder of this hit piece And this actually is a little bit too long. We'll share some more of this here in moments, though, because this is Took Character is going off. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The National Drug Control Policy Office, which apparently is right there in the White House, is now contradicting what Obama has said. And we'll get your thoughts. They're certainly welcome. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch at FreedomsPhoenix.com. You want to talk about propaganda? That's what we're sharing with you here tonight. From the Washington Times, a hit piece has gone out here by Ernest Iztook, who is one of those former politicians who has failed miserably at attempting to host a talk radio show. I met the young lady who does the Voice of Russia news that we're now playing at the top of the hour, Kate, met her at the talk radio convention a couple of years ago, and she was apparently hired by a radio syndication company to work for this Ernest Iztook character. And his show went nowhere. So he's done with talk radio at this point and has gone to writing just basically propaganda hit pieces here for the Washington Times. He's very upset that Barack Obama has said publicly that to the New Yorker in an interview, said that essentially that marijuana wasn't as bad as alcohol and acknowledged the disproportionate effects that the drug war, specifically the war on pot, has against minorities and poor people. And, of course, he's absolutely right. I mean, everything that Obama said about marijuana was correct. And, of course, the drug warriors out there, the few of them that remain, are livid about it. Let's continue here and share more of this story. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Ryan, listening in Wisconsin. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about Dogecoin. And what you know about it, I just read a piece that said they raised $30,000 worth of Dogecoin. I know it started off as a bit of a joke, but to send a Jamaican bobsled team to the Olympics. And since last night, it's gone from worth below 150 Satoshi, which would be the lowest denomination of Bitcoin, to over 230.
Okay. The Dogecoin, we have heard about it. It is essentially something that was started as a joke and now is another one of the various dozens of cryptocurrencies out there. Of course, the ultimate cryptocurrency at this point is Bitcoin, which we've talked a lot about on Free Talk Live. Dogecoin is one of dozens of other ones. It seems to be getting a lot of attention, perhaps a disproportionate amount of attention compared to some of the other cryptocurrencies. But like a lot of the alternative currencies, you know, some of these things come and go, and how long Dogecoin will be sticking around for is another question.
Dogecoin is based on...
No. The only reason I would think an alternative currency would be viable is if it was actually used in some sort of business manner. And as far as I know, I'd never heard of anybody accepting Dogecoin. I've heard of people accepting Bitcoin. In fact, more and more companies are accepting Bitcoin. But I don't see anybody clamoring to accept Dogecoin in any way, shape, or form, or any other alternative besides the Bitcoin. Litecoin maybe to some extent. Maybe Litecoin, but the rest of them, name me a big business that's accepting an altcoin. Name me a medium-sized business that's accepting an altcoin.
It hasn't happened yet, and I do use a Bitcoin store. I have, and it's great. But I think, considering how cheap it is, it's smart to diversify. I own a couple Litecoins. I just wanted to get you guys' take on it.
Dogecoin is... has in the 24-hour volume on Dogecoin is 13 million. Bitcoin is 19 million. The Jamaican bobsleigh story and effort contributed to a lot of the Dogecoin activity in the past couple of days, and they said that that's what caused the run-up in price. But the Doge meme... Dogecoin is based on a meme featuring a certain breed of dog and broken English, And you'll have to find a better, you know, person to explain it than me. But I would say that it's just the popularity of Dogecoin right now is just is temporary. So I
you don't see it being sustainable?
I think it is sustainable. I wouldn't bet on it, but I could imagine it happening. I think that the serious people, the really smart crypto people are going to be more interested in staying with Bitcoin, and that's where cryptocurrency innovation is, where the cutting edge is going to be, is with Bitcoin and not with Dogecoin, is my prediction.
I would agree with
Dogecoin's
that.
Dogecoin's a joke.
I mean,
it's a joke. The idea that Dogecoin is going to become accepted in any sort of serious business sense seems pretty ridiculous to me. I mean, maybe I'll be eating my shoe in another year as the Dogecoin people get to stick it to us and, you know, point out, aha, Amazon's taking Dogecoin. See, you Bitcoin people, you were wrong the whole time. I just don't see that one happening.
I think the main benefit of it, though, is that by not treating it as a joke, it's a good way to introduce people to cryptocurrency in general and get them more acclimated into Bitcoin.
I totally disagree.
I absolutely agree.
You agree with him
that it's that Dogecoin
is a good introduction to Bitcoin?
Has introduced people to cryptocurrencies? I think so.
Yeah.
Is Dogecoin... Isn't it?
Why would I want to explain
isn't
somebody
it just a reskinning of the Bitcoin protocol?
Everything's a reskinning of the. All the alternative coins are based off of the Bitcoin protocol.
So you got a bunch of people who are interested in the Doge meme, and they're introduced
to the
concept of
meme,
cryptocurrency.
All the people that know
that.
The Doge meme are from 4chan, and they already know about Bitcoin.
Because it's cheap, you can give a lot of Dogecoin to people, and then they, you know, it's fun. It's fun to get cryptocurrency in general, and then from that they can be introduced into the larger, more mainstream cryptocurrencies, which is pretty much only Bitcoin at this point.
If you feel like you can have success at bringing people into alternative currencies by introducing them to one of them that's a joke, then by all means, I wish you the best with that. And Ryan, thanks for the call tonight. Doesn't seem to me the best way to introduce somebody to cryptocurrency. If I'm going to spend time talking to somebody about a cryptocurrency, I'm going to talk to them about Bitcoin right out the gate. Why would I want to explain to them, well, Dogecoin is this joke based on a meme that's based, you know, you know what the Doge is, right? No. Okay, well, here's the Doge, and then somebody decided they were going to make a coin out of it. Well, what's a coin? Well, let me tell you more about Dogecoin, and then we'll talk about Bitcoin, which is actually really important. Well, why would you want to start there? Why would you want to even open that conversation up?
I just think it's viable. It's a way to do it. For example, what's the environmentally friendly coin?
I know. There's 70. So I'm looking here at CoinMarketCap.com. There are currently 69 coins, and there's another dozen coins on top of that that have no current numbers for them. But there are 69 coins that currently have some level of market cap and have some sort of level of trading going on. But all of these are speculation, except for the Bitcoin, which is real, and people are actually using it in business. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some hash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free. We were talking about prohibition of cannabis and how the drug warriors are livid at Barack Obama for coming out and breaking the official party line against cannabis, the official government position that cannabis is evil and cannabis is terrible. And he now has come out in a New Yorker interview and basically said, yeah, no, it's not as bad, not as even as bad as alcohol. He's also made it clear that he understands that the war on drugs disproportionately targets poor people and minorities. So, I mean, he's really changed his tune on this, and he deserves some credit. Obviously, he's a coward for not doing it 6 years ago, but regardless, he's doing it now, and the drug warriors are really upset. We'll continue with the hit piece against him that's citing the White House's own drug czar. So even within the White House, there's now disagreement on marijuana.
Yeah, and furthermore, I think that if he really meant what he said, there's more he can do than just run his mouth about it.
You're right. He could order the DEA to stop enforcing cannabis laws.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how this develops. I mean, this just hit the news yesterday, so it's a pretty big deal, and people are now reacting to it. So what will happen next remains to be seen. But we're going to continue with your calls because they come first here. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You mentioned, Johnny Ray, there's a news story about the bobsled team. And actually, our last caller, I think, cited
that.
Yeah,
Ryan was talking about it.
The Jamaican bobsled team has wanted to go to the Olympics in Russia. They couldn't afford to do so. And apparently somebody raised $20,000 or $30,000 in Dogecoin for them. Is that right?
Enthusiastic fundraisers have raised more than $26,000 in Dogecoin, a joke alternative currency which could help propel the Jamaican bobsled team to the 2000. 2014 Winter Olympics. They were looking for $40,000,
okay.
And these Dogecoin enthusiasts raised $25,000.
Not too shabby.
No, really. A group of supporters has raised more than $25,000 in the internet currency Dogecoin to let the Jamaican bobsled team attend the Winter Olympics in Sochi. On Sunday, news broke that the team had qualified for the Winter Olympics for the first time since 2002. The two-man sled will be piloted by Winston Watt, a 46-year-old Jamaican-American who also competed in 2002 with Marvin Dixon as the brake man. Ian, have you ever been bobsledding?
I've not. No.
No, nor me.
I've gone down a hill on a sled, but that's about it.
Okay, yeah, me too. And that's kind of scary. When I was a kid and I watched the bobsledders on TV, of course I was afraid that somebody was going to fly out of the lane, you know?
Just go through a curve and then
go shooting out.
That didn't happen, though.
No, and I had the same fear at water parks. Pardon me.
So these guys have been given $20,000, $30,000 in Dogecoin, but unfortunately, it's not exactly an easy thing to take Dogecoin and turn it into cash. There aren't a whole bunch of people out there in your area who want to buy Dogecoin, whereas with Bitcoin, you could sell the Bitcoin to somebody else in the area who wants to buy Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's a much more in-demand currency. Now, I suppose if you've got Dogecoin, you could then go to an exchange like BTCe or Vercurex or one of these online exchanges, then exchange them for Bitcoin, then take the Bitcoin and turn that into cash. But as far as I know, there's no way to take Dogecoin and turn it directly into cash, and there's certainly no way to take cash and turn it directly into Dogecoin. You basically, if you want to buy Dogecoin, you'd have to buy Bitcoin first, then use the Bitcoin to buy the Dogecoin. So, I mean, that's an indicator of how weak the marketplace is for Dogecoin. But if you want to take cash and turn it into Bitcoin, what I would recommend, and then you do whatever you want with the Bitcoin, what I would recommend is cashintocoins.com. The instructions there, they're safe, easy, it's fast, and it's legal and inexpensive. This is the best way that I've found to turn cash into Bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com. Yeah, you could try some website where maybe you could get hooked up with another individual in your area and then meet the person, some sort of shady Bitcoin deal. Or you can go to cashintocoins.com. You're going to get a better rate, too, from Cashintocoins, because it's only 3% of an exchange rate there. And if you order under $40 worth of Bitcoin, it's free. There's no fee on orders less than $40 at cashintocoins.com. So you really have no excuse, because that's a hell of a deal. If you've been waiting to get into Bitcoin, this is a great way to do it. You can use any Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or credit union that has shared branching. And again, just go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are very simple, and it works. You get your Bitcoins usually in about a business day. So let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. We go to John listening in California to KGOE over there in the Eureka area. Hey, John.
Hey. Actually, welcome. I live one mountain over from Eureka. I got a ranch at Maple Creek Way.
But you are listening to KGOE from Eureka. Very good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a medical marijuana patient. I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I lost my son, daughter in a house fire. I was burnt third degree, 80% of my body.
Oh, my goodness.
The drugs that they gave me to begin with, not only was there a warning, if you stop these drugs, you're going to die, but it kept me stoned 24/7. I would wake up in the morning just out of my head. Switched over to the marijuana. It treats the insomnia. It stops my nightmares. It makes the flashbacks less severe, and it's a long time in between them. You know,
but John, what about the children? The children, John.
Hey, I smoke cigarettes too. It's all smoked outside.
There you go.
Not only that, but I was the original office manager for the Humboldt Cannabis Center here. In fact, the way that we verified patients in those days, I'm the one who established that. You know, calling the doctor, establishing the recommendation, checking with the state to make sure the doctor's legal, all that. I set that precedent.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you for being out there and speaking out about cannabis, because there's so much misinformation. Even though there in California, it's been basically legal for medicinal use now coming up for almost two decades, as of it was 1996 when Proposition 215 passed out there. There's still all kinds of misinformation out there, all kinds of myths and nonsense that are being thrown around, and we'll share some more of that here in moments. But, John, anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Yeah, about the only thing that I'm worried about is I have read a couple of different studies, I forget who did them, who are saying that marijuana grown under artificial light causes inflammation of the delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol receptors in the brain and in the bones. It actually causes inflammation of those areas, and they haven't said anything bad about it, but it can't be good, and that's from grown under artificial light.
Interesting news. I hadn't heard that yet. Thank you for sharing, and John, thanks for the call tonight.
I had a question for John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I wanted to know whether he talked about how the marijuana was effective for the same things that the drug he was using was effective for. Well, no, he said that marijuana eliminated nightmares and reduced pain.
He also said the drugs were keeping him stoned all the time, and he couldn't think, and marijuana was much more clear-headed.
What I wanted to ask was how did the marijuana reduce the pain as much as the pharmaceuticals did? Because I can imagine, you know, a drug that turns you into a zombie, and that's bad, but the pain's gone.
Yeah, good question. I'm sorry, I did not realize you had a
that's
question.
Okay, I got to jump in there.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Frode is on the line all the way from Norway. Frode, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Hey, Frode.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about electric cigarettes.
Oh, yes, sure.
Because I'm trying to quit smoking. Not especially a good habit. And one of the reasons why I want to quit, it's so darn expensive here in Norway. But we have a really strange tie into the EU, as you maybe know, because we are not member of the EU, so we have kind of a strange law when it comes to the EU that reflects how we get our electric cigarettes.
All right, I want to hear more about it. Stand by, Frode. We'll bring you back. More with Frode from Norway. You can call in about anything you want, and it doesn't matter where in the world you are. We'll take your calls here. If you're international, Skype's a great option for you. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in a moment.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Free Talk Live, brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime is get together with other people who think like you do. That's the reason why you and I are sitting here together, Johnny Ray. We never would have known each other had you not left Asheville, North Carolina, and I not left Sarasota, Florida, and the both of us moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's worked out great so far. We've got over 1,500 people here in New Hampshire now who are here as part of the Free State Project. They're getting active. In fact, I was at the State House today. There were several very interesting pieces of legislation on which to speak. Daryl, our co-host on Friday nights, he put together some legislation and found a state rep who was willing to sponsor it, to kind of take that on. So the state rep didn't actually write the legislation. Daryl wrote the legislation. He gave it to one of the state reps who was interested, and the state rep introduced it. And basically the proposed legislation from Daryl here is to make it so that third parties actually can access the ballot easily. Because right now in New Hampshire, like in a lot of states, it's more difficult if you're a Libertarian or a Green Party member or Constitution Party or whatever party. It's very difficult for you to get on the ballot, whereas a Republican or a Democrat can usually pay like $2 and they get on the ballot. The independents have to go and get 1,000 petition signatures or something ridiculous like that. So they make it very, very difficult. So he's proposing to change that. There was some other criminal justice committee stuff that we went to today. One of them was to repeal mandatory minimum sentences. I spoke in favor of that. There were like 3 or 4 different other bills that went to, and whether they all actually have a chance or not is another question. One of them was actually a proposal to stop the police from doing I don't remember the exact wording of it, but essentially to stop the police from encouraging people to break the law, meaning that like an undercover cop would no longer be able to set people up, wouldn't be able to kind of advocate that anybody break the law, whereas that's what they do now. They entrap people, essentially. They try to talk people.
How are we supposed to catch terrorists?
Yeah. Right?
Are we going to catch any terrorists with an attitude like that?
I don't think this particular bill has much of a chance of passing, but it's interesting to see the police were on the defensive big time now. Who proposed this piece of legislation? A Free State Project participant who has been elected to the State House.
Somebody showed me something today. One of your buddies showed me something today that was proposed legislation about cocaine and crack cocaine, and how they're treated differently now. And
crack cocaine is much more of a serious offense, even though it's the same drug, just a different sort of iteration of it. But crack cocaine tends to be used by poor people, and cocaine tends to be used by rich people, so it's basically an attack against poor people. So there was a proposal to bring them on par. And it was interesting in that particular hearing, because they actually trotted out the state police officer, who I see at all these marijuana hearings coming out and talking about how terrible marijuana is and that marijuana needs to be illegal. So this same guy comes up, and I was shocked when he actually said the state police takes no position on the bill. So he didn't actually I figured he was just going to come out and attack crack cocaine and say that things need to stay the way they are, but he didn't. He actually came out and said, we don't really have a position on this. Do what you want. So it was very interesting. And I was thanked by Mark Warden, who is a Free State Project participant, also known as the number one most liberty-oriented rep in the state house of all the 400 representatives. He's been given an award for being so principled and so liberty-oriented by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
He thanked, get an award for his smile.
He's awesome. He thanked me and the other Keeniacs for coming out today. We had, I think, five people come out to the State House from Keene today, and we were the majority of Free Staters in the State House today. It was great. And what he said to me was that normally it's just bureaucrats who come out to testify on these things. Usually the bureaucrats are getting paid to come out and testify. So, like, that state police guy, he's got a paycheck to sit there and wait to speak. We, on the other hand, took a day off from work. Daryl and I could have been calling radio stations today, but we took a day off and literally spent all day at the state house testifying on various different issues. And whether it makes a difference or not, I think it does, because we bring a perspective to the table that had we not been there, they wouldn't have heard. Had Daryl and I not been there at the proposal to change the to change the election law, there would have been no one except for the person who submitted the bill to speak in favor of it. So it was the guy, the state rep who submitted the bill. He spoke, then Daryl spoke, then I spoke, and then a representative from the Secretary of State's office came up to speak against the bill. So there were three speaking in favor, one speaking against. If Daryl and I hadn't gone, it would have been one in favor and one against. That has to make an impression. It has to make a difference when you've got people coming out and taking the side of freedom. And so I don't feel like it was a total waste of time. And sometimes it can feel that way when you engage in politics. But here in New Hampshire, you can actually reach these people. You can actually talk to them. You can call state reps at their house. I mean, it's a totally different scenario here. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about what we're doing here. It's a really exciting time to get together with other people who care about freedom. You walk through the state house, there's liberty people all over the place, and they're actually making an impact. Can you say that about where you live? Have you ever been to the state house where you live?
I've never been to the state house in Raleigh, but I've been to the one in Concord.
And what I mean is I've never been to the one in Tallahassee. I've never even been to Tallahassee.
Right. And early, you know, back in 2009 or something, when I first moved up here, I came to some things in Concord, and it is fun when you've got groups like us out there who've got a principled message and they're your friends.
Yeah, and they're all over the place, and there's only going to be more of them. We're just barely getting started. Coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is going to be happening in about a month. It's February 20th through the 23rd. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You've yet to go to one of these, right, Johnny?
Right, never been.
Are you going to go this year?
I'd like to.
I hope you do, because it's a lot of fun. There are hundreds of people who love freedom all in the same hotel together.
Is Mark going?
He will be there, yeah. We'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting
live. I can't make it this year, I'm afraid.
Well, you don't want to be around Mark?
How dare you?
What are you suggesting there?
That's what I was suggesting.
NHLibertyForum.com. Come on up, go and attend this event. I mean, it's a great excuse to experience New Hampshire and be around people who actually care about freedom. NHLibertyForum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. It's going to be all kinds of great speakers. Free Talk Live, broadcasting live. Frode is on the line with us from Norway, being very patient as we yammered on about the State House and how different things are here in New Hampshire. And you were going to tell us about the e-cigarette regulations there in Norway, or in relation to the European Union. So go ahead, Frode.
Yeah, the thing is, we are not members of the EU, but we have something called EUS deal with the EU, so we have to follow its regulations, but we are not members. So it's a kind of a treaty to do with fish, because Norway sells a lot of fish to the EU. Anyway, I ordered some electric cigarettes from the States, and I got them in the mail 2 weeks later with a notice from the Norwegian authorities that my package was opened by security officers.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And the reason why was that I ordered bottles of nicotine with special flavors and empty containers, so I can like shift the taste of the if I want mango or apple or anyway. So the regulation says, and this is kind of the funny part, you can order everything like that, but it has to be from in the EU.
The EU.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't buy an e-cigarette manufactured in China.
Nope.
Now, wait.
I can't buy it from the States.
Right, just to clarify something. It doesn't matter where the e-cigarette's manufactured. It's you're just buying it from a seller. So, like, if a seller in France buys e-cigarettes from China, then resells them to you in Norway, that would be legal. But if somebody was in China, they wouldn't be able to sell them direct to you.
Correct.
Got it.
And the funny thing is also that the containers that contains the taste like liquid nicotine,
it is
more illegal than like containers that are pre-filled. So I can buy pre-filled containers from everywhere in the world, China, U.S., Turkey.
Sounds like protection.
Nobody cares.
Sounds like good old protectionism to me. Thanks, Frode, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the insane war on drugs as the White House drug czar takes on Obama's change of heart on cannabis. We'll give you more on that coming up. It's Hour 2 on the way.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.